Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, June 22nd, and I do trust and pray that you're having a good day in the Lord. It's been beautiful weather here the last few days, pretty hot temperatures, even though it seems like that the temperatures are hotter than the temperature says it is. And they're calling that the heat index, but yet nonetheless we're grateful and thankful unto the Lord for His many blessings. Let me report right off the bat that just as I was coming in to make the recording for the broadcast today, Brother Hall called in and told Miss Ruth that Miss Hall's heart went back into rhythm. So praise the Lord. They had done a procedure earlier today that didn't work, and they said they could only do it twice. And if it didn't work, they were going to have to do something else. And so they were praying that it would work the second time. And by the grace of God, God put it back in rhythm. Praise God. I understand still pretty slow. And I know she's tired and worn out. Been in AFib now since Friday and not been feeling well. So I want to keep Mrs. Hall in our prayers, Brother Hall in our prayers as well, and pray that God would just touch her and help her and work through these situations. Amen. And then while we're talking about prayer requests, let's pray for the services tonight here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. And I'd love to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and be with us tonight. Our service is at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, and we'd love to have you with us. They're also having revival over at the Harmony Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky. They're at 1534 East 18th Street in Owensboro, Kentucky. Brother Andy Kallenbach is the pastor, and Brother James Lockard is doing the preaching this week. Those services are at 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. So we'd like to take the opportunity as well to invite you to go and be there. I had intended on going yesterday, and my wife wasn't feeling really up to it. And then Ms. Hall in the hospital, we went by there and visited with them in the hospital a little while. But do pray for the revival services there at the Harmony Baptist Church as well, tonight through Wednesday night going on. And then the following week, they're having homecoming and revival at the Sturgis Baptist Church. That Sunday is homecoming, and then Sunday evening, they'll have revival services. Brother Brady Rochester will be there Sunday through Wednesday, and their family singing and him preaching, and I'm going to tell you, you'll have a good time going there and being helped of the Lord. Let's pray that God would help them in their revival and have His way. Also, remember the camp meeting going on that same week at Faith Baptist Camp, that the Lord might touch, bless, and help there. And I did get a chance to talk to my dad yesterday, and he said they had good meetings with Brother Gray out there. He moved their Constitution service from Saturday to Thursday night. They had a special Thursday night service because some of the members, Brother Walker, the evangelist that was with us a few weeks back, was in and was going to have to leave out on Saturday to be in New Mexico for Sunday. And so Dad wanted them, since they're members, they'll be charter members of the church there at Larned, Kansas. Dad wanted them to be able to be there. And Dad said they had a good service. Had members, charter members from the Hillsborough church there at, Cottonwood Valley. That's the name of the one in Hillsborough. And then Smoky Valley, the one in Lindsborg that my dad started. Both of those churches had charter members that came down to that meeting to help be a part of the chartering of that service. So what a blessing. And thank God for His goodness. Dad said him and Mom both doing well. Brother Gray and them left out after the Sunday afternoon service and then made it back in, I think, Monday night to North Carolina. Brother Chuck Pruitt, member there at Vision Baptist Church where Brother Gray is the pastor. Brother Chuck Pruitt had knee surgery yesterday morning. I understand he came through well. I haven't talked to him personally, but I've talked to others that said he came through well. And that's one of the reasons Brother Gray wanted to get on back. And we're grateful that he did do well. So I want to keep Brother Chuck Pruitt in our prayers as well. All right. And then I mentioned that Brother Chuck Simpson had gotten sick on Friday, got overheated, and I understand that he's doing better, and we're grateful for that, hoping to see him here in the house of God tonight. But keep him in your prayers, that he not overheat again, and that God would bless and help there. Also, remember to pray for those that we're praying for. Did get the note there on Ms. Baker. Want to keep her in our prayers. I understand that they're still trying to diagnose completely what her problem is, but let's pray that the Lord would just touch and help and meet that need. I don't know her personally, just know people that do and that are praying and asking us to pray alongside with them for her. And then we're praying for Brother Gene Mathias and his throat. We're still praying for Brother Kevin Franklin and the cancer in his bladder, now in his bones. I did ask my dad about him yesterday as well. Dad said he's walking with two crutches now and moving very slow. He was scheduled to be in the service there on Thursday with my dad and had to cancel. He just didn't feel up to it. And so we certainly want to keep him in our prayers. Brother Willie Walton, going to have surgery on his neck. We want to remember him as well, that the Lord touch and help there and meet those needs. And then I've been praying for some young people that's made some very bad decisions in their life. Some of them are making, still in the process of making those decisions, and some seem to have sold themselves to that decision. I want to pray that God would have mercy and that God would, in wrath, remember mercy, have grace, and bring the prodigals home. That's my desire and that's my prayer. And so I want to pray for them, pray for their family, those involved around them that love them, want to see them do right. And they're not doing right. So we want to pray for this situation here as well. All right. Then do pray for the service, the broadcast right now, that God would use it, that some sinner might be convicted of their sin, brought to the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that the saints might be strengthened and edified, and that we might serve our Lord and be sanctified in a way that would glorify our Lord even more and better than we are right now, that our light might shine more brightly than it ever has, and that Christ might be glorified, God might be glorified in that very thing. So be in prayer concerning that, and ask God just to have His way. All right? So let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love You. Thank You for Your goodness, grace, and mercy in our life. What a good God You are. What a merciful God You are. When I look around and see the wickedness and the filth, the stubbornness and rebellion that's in our world today, and yet You've not destroyed it. As Isaiah said, I believe it was Isaiah said, if it were not for the small remnant in Israel, he said, we would already have been as Sodom and as Gomorrah. And Lord, I must say that there must be a small remnant of believers yet in America and in our world, or else we'd be already as Sodom and as Gomorrah. Father, I thank You for Your mercy. I pray to Your Lord that You'd help now these many numerous requests that we mentioned about. I praise Your name for helping Miss Hall. I praise Your name for Your touch and help in these needs and things that are out of our hands, but I'm glad it's not out of Your hand. You're able to help and meet the different needs. And I pray, Lord, now that You'd help these other requests. Lord, I pray for Ms. Baker that You'd help them be able to diagnose and help her in whatever the problem is that's there. Father, I pray for Brother Gene Mathias and his throat. Would You touch him and do a miracle? Father, I pray for Brother Kevin Franklin and his bladder and the cancer in his bones. Lord, would You work a miracle in his life and do that that would bring You glory and honor? Bless the church and the family involved in all these cases. Father, I pray for Brother Willie Walton, going to have surgery on his neck. Would You meet his needs? Brother Bob Gish that fell and broke his vertebrae. And Lord, I pray that You'd help him to recover and to be well, and that You'd meet those needs as well. Father, I pray that You'd help Brother Simpson to continue to get stronger and better from that, I don't know if it's a heat stroke, but overheating that he had the other day. And then, Lord, for Brother Chuck Pruitt there in the hospital as he's recovering from knee replacement surgery, Father, bless Brother Pruitt and use him and help him through these days as well, we pray. I do pray for these young people that we're praying for, and I could name names, but you know there's a number of them. And Father, that are making wrong decisions. They know what's right. They've chosen not to do what's right. You said in the book of James that if we know to do good and do it not to Him, it's sin. And so they've sinned. And Lord, I'm praying for grace. And I'm praying for mercy in their life, in Thy wrath, that You would remember mercy. And I'm praying, dear Lord, You'd bring the prodigals home. Sometimes they have to get to the bottom. Sometimes they think they're enjoying themselves in the saloons and the crowds of the world and their sin. They think they're having a big time, but they have to get to the hog pen, realize that they're in a mess of filth and stench and dishonor and shame, and they've come to Christ. Father, I pray that that would happen, that whatever, dear Lord, that it might take, that You'd bring them to themselves, that they would come as that prodigal son. He came to himself, that they'd remember the Father's house. They'd turn back to Thee. They'd acknowledge their sin, repent, and get back to God. Father, I pray that You'd meet the needs now bless and help the families that are involved in these situations we're praying about. Help the churches that are involved, other young people that are looking on and watching. Father, I pray you'd help in these cases and that you'd get the glory. Do help in the revival meeting there at Harmony Baptist Church in Owensboro. I pray, dear Lord, you'd help in the revival meeting there at Sturgis Baptist next week in Sturgis, Kentucky. And then, Lord, you'd meet with us tonight right here at the House of God at Island Ford. Lord, I pray that you'd meet with us right now over the radio. Use the broadcast for your glory, we pray, in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to be looking again in the Scripture at 1 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. And we'll be right back with the Scripture right after this song. All right. Well, I know by playing two songs that I ate up part of our time for the broadcast, but yet I felt like that's what we ought to do. Played that first song about prayer, never too old to pray. And I'm glad we can still get a hold of the throne of grace, still get a hold of the hand that holds the world in place. And I'm glad that God gives us power in prayer. Amen. And then I just felt like we ought to go ahead and drop in that second one. Just a little talk with Jesus sometimes makes it all right. Amen. Well, we're looking, as we said, 1 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 16. The Bible says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." We're looking at that last phrase today, received up into glory. We started talking about this yesterday on the broadcast, that we call this section the Savior's exaltation. And I brought to your attention the fact that Christ came down, that God, being manifest in the flesh, was as if God stepped down from his throne, although never abdicating his throne, never relinquishing his title or claim to the throne as king. Amen. And yet God became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. God manifest in the flesh. Jesus took upon himself the body of a man. And so there he stepped down. Then he came down even lower than that, low enough to be in the womb of a virgin, low enough to be made of no reputation, made in likeness of men, and low enough to suffer upon the cross. That same Christ that stepped down, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And so our Savior is exalted. And that is looked at here in this phrase, received up into glory. Now, I said to you yesterday on the program that I was going to look at four parts of this being received up into glory. And I want to say to you, as we look at that, I want you to notice, first of all, where Christ was received up. Then, when Christ was received up. Third, who witnessed Christ being received up. And thirdly, the way in which Christ was received up. Now, we're looking at where Christ was received up. He was received up into glory from the Mount of Olives. This can be seen very plainly by reading Luke's account in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 9 through verse number 12. The Bible says, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives," there you go, "or from the Mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey." So the place from which he was received up was the Mount of Olives. Now, this place is significant, for it was there at the Mount of Olives that Christ had prayed on the night of his betrayal. That was the very place of his humiliation. Look with me, Matthew chapter number 26, verse number 26 through 30. "And as they were eating, Christ took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Jump down to verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. So you see, the humiliation of Christ was right there in that Mount of Olives. Luke chapter number 22, verse number 39 through 44. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Now, the reason I'm saying that this is so powerful and such an important place where Christ was received up from is because this was the place of his humiliation. He was so heavy in heart. He was so earnest in prayer that his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood. This, by the way, was also the place of David, King David's great anguish. After his throne had been stolen by his son Absalom, he had been betrayed by his friend and counselor Ahithophel in 2 Samuel chapter number 15 and verse number 30. The Bible says, And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. Amen. So David was symbolic of Christ in several ways. But here we see David weeping in humiliation and sorrow right at the very same spot where Jesus wept in humiliation and sorrow for the sins of man. But just like David would soon have his crown back rightly on his own brow, our Lord was received up into glory from the very same spot that he went there weeping. Now he goes right back up into glory with his crown back rightly upon his brow as well. Hallelujah. Friend, we might learn a great lesson here. Whenever we are abased and shamed and humiliated and made to weep profusely, do not despair. This might be our very own Mount Olivet, where we may one day be received up into glory. Today it might be time for us to bear the cross. Tomorrow we might be putting on the crown. Thank you for listening.